Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, text number 33 and 34. Prathapi anushrutya dhananjayoditam.
Prathapi anushrutya dhananjayoditam.
Prathapi anushrutya dhananjayoditam.
Prathapi anushrutya dhananjayoditam.
Nasham yadunam bhagavad gatim chatam.
Nasham yadunam bhagavati chatam.
Ekanta bhaktya bhagavati adokshaje.
Ekanta bhaktya bhagavati adyokshaje.
Ekanta bhaktya bhagavati adyokshaje.
Ekanta bhaktya bhagavati adyokshaje.
Niveshita mo pararam samsrate.
Niveshita mo pararam samsrate.
Pratha
Kunti Api
also Anushrutya
overhearing
Dhananjaya
Arjuna
Uditam uttered by
Nasham
end
Yadunam
of the Yadu dynasty Bhagavat of the personality of Godhead. Gatim.
Disappearance.
Cha.
Also.
Tam.
All those.
Ekanta.
Unalloyed.
Bhaktya.
Devotion.
Bhagavati.
Unto the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna.
Adokshaje.
Transcendence.
Niveshita Atma.
With full attention.
Uparrama.
Became released from.
Samstre.
Material existence.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Kunti, after overhearing Arjuna's telling of the end of the Yadu dynasty and disappearance of Lord Krishna, engaged in the devotional service of the transcendental personality of Godhead with full attention and thus gained release from the course of material existence. So please repeat. Kunti,
After overhearing
Arjuna tells of the end of the Yadu dynasty and disappearance of Lord Shri Krishna engaged in the devotional service of the transcendental personality of Godhead
with full attention
and thus gained
release from
the course of material existence. Purport. The setting of the sun does not mean the end of the sun. It means that the sun is out of our sight. Similarly, the end of the mission of the Lord on a particular planet or universe only means that he is out of our sight. The end of the Yadu dynasty also does not mean that it is unhighlighted. It disappears along with the Lord out of our sight. As Maharaj Yudhishthir decided to prepare to go back to Godhead, so also Kunti decided, and thus she fully engaged herself in the transcendental devotional service to the Lord, which guarantees one a passport for going back to Godhead and after quitting this present material body. The beginning of devotional service to the Lord is the beginning of spiritualizing the present body, and thus an unalloyed devotee of the Lord loses all material contact in the present body. The abode of the Lord is not a myth, as is thought by the unbelievers or ignorant people. But one cannot reach there by any material means like a Sputnik or space capsule. But one can certainly reach there after leaving this present body. And one must prepare himself to go back to Godhead by practicing devotional service. That guarantees a passport for going back to Godhead, and Kunti adopted it. Take the next one. Yaya harat bhuo bharam.
Yaya harat bhuo bharam.
Tam tanum vijahava jah.
Tam tanum vijahava jah.
Kantakam kantakeneva.
Kantakam kantakeneva.
Dvayam chapishitu samam.
Dvayam chapishitu samam.
The supreme unborn Lord Sri Krishna caused the members of the Yadu dynasty to relinquish their bodies, and thus he relieved the burden of the world. This action was like picking out a thorn with a thorn, though both are the same to the controller. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur suggests that the rishis like Shaunaka and others who were hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Suta Goswami at Naimisharanya were not happy to hear about the Yadus dying in the madness of intoxication. To give them relief from this material mental agony, Suta Goswami assured them that the Lord caused the members of the Yadu dynasty to relinquish their bodies, by which they had to take away the burden of the world. The Lord and His eternal associates appeared on earth to help the administrative devatas in eradicating the burden of the world. He therefore called some of the confidential devatas to appear in the Yadu family and serve Him in His great mission. After the mission was fulfilled, the devatas, by the will of the Lord, relinquished their corporeal bodies by fighting among themselves in the madness of intoxication. The devatas are accustomed to drinking the somarasa beverage, and therefore the drinking of wine and intoxication are not unknown to them. Sometimes they were put into trouble for indulging in intoxication. Once the sons of Kuvera fell in the wrath of Narada for being intoxicated, but afterward they regained their original form by grace of Lord Shri Krishna. We shall find this story in the 10th canto. For the Supreme Lord, both the asuras and the devatas are equal, but the devatas are obedient to the Lord, whereas the asuras are not. Therefore, the example of picking out a thorn by another thorn is quite befitting. One thorn which causes pinpricks on the leg of the Lord is certainly disturbing to the Lord, and the other thorn which takes out the disturbing elements certainly gives service to the Lord. So although every living being is part and parcel of the Lord, still one who is pinprick to the Lord is called an asura, and one who is a voluntary servitor of the Lord is called a devata or the demigod. In the material world, the devatas and asuras are always contending, and the devatas are always saved from the hands of the asuras by the Lord. Both of them are under the control of the Lord. The world is full of two kinds of living beings, and the Lord's mission is always to protect the devatas and destroy the asuras whenever there is such a need in the world, and to do good to both of them. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jay Pataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Prathapi Anushrutya Dhananjayoditam Nasham Yadunam Bhagavadgatim Chatam Ekanta Bhaktya Bhagavati Adokshaje Niveshitam Tamo Pararama Samsate. Kunti, after overhearing Arjuna's telling of the end of the Yadu dynasty and disappearance of Lord Krishna, engaged in the devotional service of the transcendental personality of Godhead with full attention and thus gained release from the course of material existence. Yaya harat bhuvo bharam tam tanum vijahavajaha kantakam kantakeneva dvayam chapishitu samam. The supreme unborn Lord Sri Krishna caused the members of the Yadu dynasty to relinquish their bodies, and thus he relieved the burden of the world. This action was like picking out a thorn with a thorn, though both are the same to the controller. So, Sutta Goswami is now explaining why Yadu dynasty was finished, you know, and how it was finished. Because he could see, as explained, he could see that the rishis who were present there, they were not very happy when they heard this. Because to them, the Krishna's family is at a very high position, a very exalted position. And how can they behave like this? They're all supposed to be associates of Krishna. And now suddenly they are fighting, they are intoxicated, and they are killing each other, breaking each other's legs. What is this? So then, just to satisfy them, just to pacify them, Sutta Goswami is telling that this is all the arrangement of the Lord. It's all caused by the Lord Himself. Because He knew that in His absence, they may start behaving a little differently, you know, because they may be intoxicated with the power, because Krishna had so much power, and you know, when he goes, then others think that, okay, it's like, you know, some son of a minister, you know, he behaves like a minister. So same way this Yadustu, Krishna knew that. So he made them fight. He made them pick up a fight and then finish themselves. So here Sutta Goswami is saying this action is like picking out a thorn with a thorn. You know, we know that, right? I remember right in the childhood, even now, you know, whenever there is a thorn in the leg, then you use another thorn or another sharp thing to get it out. So here Prabhupada is talking about the devotees are the sharp things to take it out, the thorn, you know, and it talks about the demons and the devatas. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but that was not immediate, you know. This retirement was not immediate. Yudhishthir Maharaj did rule for a long time. You know, it's not that, you know, it's overnight. The war was over and then the moment he became the king and he goes, no. This all happened after some gap, because Krishna lived in Dwarka after the war for some time. He had children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and so on, you know. So it didn't happen overnight. And as you, Girish Prabhu, you are saying that this was our paraphernalia. Yes, absolutely. I've been saying this always, that every single person who was present at that time was an associate of the Lord, you know. He was a real close associate. And he has been given a role. Like, you know, we have in the drama and in the movie, you know, negative roles. And the negative roles are also very powerful, right? Sometimes the person gets an award for doing a role very perfectly. There are some actors, you know, are still there, that they were acting, they were playing the role of a villain so perfectly that in their real life also people thought that they are villains, you know, and they will avoid them. If they see in a restaurant or something, they will say, oh, don't go there, he's a bad man. So all these yadus, they're all close associates, you know. Otherwise, how can you get birth in the yadu family in the first place? So yes, but again, now Sutta Goswami has to justify to the audience there that don't think that, you know, Krishna is cruel or something. He just wants to wind up. It's like, you know, a circus or a drama party going from one place to other place. You have to wind up. You take up everything. The tent and the animals and, you know, the hall and, you know, the traveling dramas used to be there. Now also there, some places. So they have everything. They set up the tent, you know, they do everything. And then when everything is over, drama is over, they just go back. They go to some other place. And here in this case, they go back to Krishna's. So even if even when you die, you're not in a bad situation, you know, because you're going back to Krishna. And then Kunti also followed Yudhishthira Maharaj, because when she heard that, she is a great devotee. We saw her prayers, one of the best prayers. But again, here the point is that, you know, even a great devotee needs some motivation sometimes, some inspiration, something extraordinary to happen so that their conviction, their faith, their practice mainly improves. So that's what the situation of Kunti Mata. Okay. So I think I'll stop here today. Then we'll talk tomorrow. Thank you. Hare Krishna.